感谢主，我们晚上继续来学习祷告文。
Thank God tonight we'll continue to study the Lord's Prayer.
今天要讲的已经是第八次不叫我们遇见试探的这句经文。
And this is the eighth section of the Lord's Prayer. And tonight the topic is leads us not into temptation.
试探跟试炼在圣经的原文里面是同一个字。
And temptation and desire is the same word in the Bible, in the original text.
雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
雅各书第一章十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
12. Blessed is the man who preserves under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
13节，人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
13. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
14节，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
14. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desires, he is dragged away and enticed.
15节，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪既长成，就生出死来。
And 15. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
16节，我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
16. Do not be deceived, my dear brothers.
好，所以这里呢，雅各书第一章十二节说，忍受试探，跟下面呢，因为他经过试验其实这在原文里面都是同一个字。
So in verse 12 it says, blessed is a man who preserves under trial, because he when he has to the test. So trial and a test in the original text, but it's the same word.
那所以呢，试探试炼所以呢，既然是同一个字，但是呢，它是有不同的解释。
Even though these two words are the same word, but they have different explanation.
我们说从撒旦私欲而来的叫做试探。
And we define the temptation as the desires from Satan.
那么如果是试验，就是从神而来的。
But a test comes from God.
试探是要叫人败坏。
For temptation leads men to sin.
要败坏 ，destroy.
Is to destroy. Is to bring men to destruction.
但是如果是试验，是要让我们得到好的成绩，而得到更大的成长。
But test is to allow us to grow and become a better person.
所以呢，从撒旦来的试探是要来败坏我们的信心。
So the temptation that comes from Satan is there to destroy or to destroy us.
但是如果是从神来的试验，是要让我们得到信心的成长。
But the test that comes from God is to allow us to grow.
所以呢，同样的一件事情，同样一个苦难。
Even though both of them are sufferings.
它如果从撒旦的角度，它就变成试探；但是从神的角度来看，它就变成试验。
So even though they are both trials in the perspective of Satan, they are temptation, but to God, they are just tests.
这个最好的例子就是约伯。
And the first or the and the best example is Job.
因为约伯他第一次他的所有的财富十个儿女呢全部都不见了，不消失了。
And his first trial is that all his wealth and his children were gone.
这是从撒旦来的，叫做试探。
And to Satan, if they are from Satan, they are temptations.
但是呢，神也允许撒旦来做这件事情。从神的角度来看，又变成是一个试验。
But God also allowed this to happen, so to God, that was a test for Job.
那第二个试探就是让约伯从脚到头顶都长了毒疮。
And the second test for Job is that he has sores all over his body.
那么这个是从撒旦来的，也叫做试探。
And this came from Satan, and that was temptation.
但是又是神允许的，所以也叫做试验。
But in the same time, God allowed it to happen, so it was also can be called the test.
因为神同意撒旦去做这样的一个试探但是 告诉他不可以伤害他的生命。
Because God allows Satan to do such temptation, but he has to spare his life.
这就是呢，从撒旦来的叫做试探，从神来的叫做试验。但是同样的，都发生在约伯身上的这些苦难。
So whatever comes from Satan is called temptation, but whatever comes from God is called test. But both of them also happened on Job.
所以呢，以这个雅各书第一章十二节哈，一开始说忍受试探的人是有福的。其实以这个中文的翻译呢，这个叫做试探呢，这里是不太好啊，应该这里应该翻译成试验比较好啊，因为下面说，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。所以呢，十二节的第一句话应该翻译成试验啊，跟下面的经文呢比较能够配合在一起。
So in the Chinese version, in chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the man who preserves under trial." In Chinese, it's called temptation, but in English, it's called trial.
啊，所以呢，其实英文的翻译比较好哈，英文翻译就说 trial 哈，跟那个 test， 这个都是试验。啊 ，trial 是一个苦难呐、啊，一个试验，所以这个是比较啊，属于神的角度来看的这件啊事情。
So in this verse, English is trial and test, so they are both from God.
然后这个忍受这样的一个考验，然后当然会让我们的信心得到更大的成长。
And to endure this kind of trial, it will allow our faith to grow.
那么我们就得到福气了。
And therefore, we get more
blessings. 就有生命的冠冕了。
And therefore, we are able to get the crown of life.
但是呢，啊，十三节就讲了这个。已经转换到啊魔鬼来的叫做试探了。
And in verse 13, it already talks about the perspective of Satan, which is called temptation.
啊，当人被试探的时候，不可说我是被神试探。
And when tempted, no one should say God is tempting me.
因为神不会被恶试探，他也不会试探人。
For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
所以呢，神呐、啊、不会去试探人。
So therefore, God will not tempt people.
啊，所以呢，我们呐、啊。这里就把啊十三节就变成是魔鬼来的试探。
So in verse 13, it starts talking about the temptation that comes from Satan.
啊，但是呢，十四节呢又讲的更详细一点。其实这个试探呢，也是被自己的私欲所牵引带来的诱惑。
And in verse 14, it goes into further that this temptation actually comes from people's own desire.
所以一个人被试探的时候，其实首先是被自己的私欲啊所带来的。
So when a person is being tempted, he is being tempted by his own evil desire.
那么十五节就说了，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
So in 15 it says, then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin when it's full grown, it gives birth to death.
所以呢，试探啊啊，常常是跟人的情欲有关。
So temptation often related to a person's desire.
我们当然会说，撒旦也会试探人。
Of course, we can say that Satan also tempt people.
但是撒旦要试探人啊，必须啊，人给撒旦留的地步，就是人有情欲发动起来，撒旦才会有机会来试探我们。
But Satan can only tempt people when people give foothold for Satan to tempt them.
所以呢，人的私欲发动起来，就是。给撒旦留的地步。
So when a person had desires, it leaves a foothold for Satan.
而人的私欲呢？啊，为什么会发动呢
？So why would a person have desire?
啊，人的私欲呢？啊，就会像怀胎一样啦，一点一滴的累积。
And a person's desire, just like being conceived, it collects bit by bit.
我们知道怀胎呢？啊，对一个母亲来讲呢，她需要十个月的时间。
And we know to be conceived or to be pregnant for women, it takes about 9 months.
她最后才能够十个月了，婴孩长大了才把她生下来。
And after 9 months, the baby can be born.
所以她需要十个月这么漫长的时间。
So it needs nine to ten months.
所以呢，雅各这里说呢，私欲啊也会像怀胎一样，一点一滴的啊来累积。
And here it says the desire can be like a can conceive, it grows bit by bit every day.
而这样的私欲呢，一点一滴的累积下来，就会生出罪来。
And this desire, when it collects, it will become sin and death.
那罪既长成，就生出死来。
And when sin was born, it became death.
所以这就是私欲发动起来的一个过程。
So this is the process of human desires.
我们今天对于自己的私欲呢，一定要从最小的地方就开始控制它。
And for us, we have to control our own desire when it's small.
我们不要让这些私欲呢，一点一滴的一直在累积，在累积，那最后我们就会产生罪。
We should not let these desires grow day by day.
犹太人呢、啊、他们啊讲过一句啊谚语，讲过一个故事。
And once the Jews had a story.
犹太拉比说呢啊，当一个人呢 啊路过啊一棵树下。
And when a rabbi he walked past a tree.
那么树上有一只鸟。
And there was a bird on the tree.
或者是呢树刚好啊有一只鸟啊从那里飞过。
Or perhaps it was a bird that flew by.
这个鸟粪呢、啊、就放了，结果滴到一个人的头上头发上。
And the bird's discreet so happened to fall into this person's head.
啊，所以我们哎呀，怎么鸟粪掉到我的头发上呢？回家赶快洗一洗吧。
So the person thought, how come I'm so lucky and unlucky? How come this bird discreet fall into
my head? 今天我的运气不好。
Today I'm so unlucky.
所以呢，我怎么会被鸟粪呢？跑到啊。放到我的头发上。
So how come the bird's discreet will fall onto my hair?
这个一次，啊，这个是个啊不幸啊，或者是运气不好啊，那只要洗一洗头发就好了。
And that was only unfortunate happened once, and if you just go back and wash his hair, it will be fine.
可是呢，啊，如果你让鸟啊在你的头发上筑了一个窝，啊，那么这个就是你自己的问题了。
But if you allow the bird to build a nest on your head, then that is your own problem.
因为鸟要在一个地方筑窝，它必须咬的树枝呢，来来回回要几百次啊，几千次呢，才会筑了一个窝巢。
In order for a bird to build a nest, it takes like several times for him to build one.
意思说，如果我们容许鸟呢，每次的不断的在我们的头发上啊。来咬树枝来筑窝巢，是我们容许它来做这件事情的话，那我们不能怪鸟了，我们怪自己。
So if we allow the bird to spend so much time on our head to build a nest, then we can only blame ourselves. We cannot blame the bird.
所以呢，犹太人就用这个来说我们的情欲。
And the Jews use that as to compare to our own desires.
也许我们一次我们有情欲就让我们就是说被引诱了。被试探了，那个是像鸟粪一样滴到头发上。
Perhaps once, if we're being tempted, just like the bird, it's discreet on our hair.
如果一次呢，我们就说不幸我赶快把它控制住，好了，我就不会去一直的犯罪。
If it only happens once, then I will have more control of it. Then next time, it won't happen again.
可是如果我们一次、两次、三次，不断的一直容许情欲一直的发动，就好像鸟要筑一个巢一样，那就是我们自己。容让他一直做的这件事情。
But if we let it happen the second time, the third time, and the fourth time, and it's just like how we let the bird build a nest on our head.
那到最后，我们真的面对审判了。
And at the end, we'll have to face the judgment.
我们就不能够再怪这个是撒旦的工作啦，或者是这是怪说我运气不好而已，都不能够再怪别的事情了。
And we cannot blame that Satan was working on us, or maybe we blame that we are just being unfortunate.
我们要怪的是自己，为什么让他一次、两次、三次这么多次、几百次的一直在试探，然后最后我们才会产生罪，后来才会死亡。
We can only blame ourselves that we allow Satan to tempt us so many times, and at the end, it leads us to death.
我们要说到大卫犯罪的过程就是一个他自己一直容让这个试探一直发动起来。
And when we talk about David, how he's committed sin.It's all because of his own desires, and he allowed it to happen once, the second time, three times.
我们看撒母耳记下十一章。
Let's turn to the Second Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下十一章第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 11, verse 1.
撒母耳记下十一章第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 11, verse 1.
过了一年。到了列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约押率领臣仆和以色列众人出战，他们就打败亚门人，围攻拉巴。大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
First one, in the spring, at the time when kings goes off to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem.
第二节。一日大太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。
First day one evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful.
第三节，大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁，有人说她是以连的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。
Verse 3, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittites?
第4节, 大卫差人去把妇人接来, 那时她的月经才得洁净, 她来了, 大卫与她同房, 她就回家去了。
Verse 4, then David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. She had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home.
第5节，于是她怀了胎，怀了孕，打发人去告诉大卫说：“我怀了孕了。”
Verse 5, the woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, "I'm pregnant."
在这里呢，大卫啊，当时啊，还有国家还有一些征战的事情。
At that time, there was still war in the country.
所以呢，他的元帅约押还带了臣仆啊出去打仗。
So his commander Joab, he took some people to fight battle.
在这样的一个背景之下呢，当时还有征战，照理说应该是啊，大卫要非常警醒啊，才能够啊来面对这些征战。And
since there was still battle, David should be very alert and to face all these battles.
但是第2节却记载呢，太阳平息，大卫才从床上睡觉刚起来。But
in verse 2 it says David got up in at the evening from his bed.
所以呢，这已经是啊，已经是下午了。So
it was late evening.
所以大卫呢，在这个时候并没有警醒啊，在国家的征战的事情上。So
you can see David was not being alert about his own country and about his battle.
或者是他的日常生活也没有啊，按照平常该有的规矩。Or
you can see that his daily life did not follow a very strict routine.
啊，他啊，也许晚上呢啊，在做夜猫子，然后白天都在睡觉。Maybe
he's a night owl and he sleeps during the daytime.
而这个时候呢，他反而会。 破坏了他的日常生活的规矩之后，这个也是给魔鬼留的地步。And
maybe because he destroyed his daily routine and leaves a foothold for Satan.
所以有时候我们要让自己的生活要正常化。So
we have to let our lifestyle be very regular.
该工作工作，该休息要休息。When
we supposed to work, we have to work. When we supposed to rest, then we rest.
如果我们日夜颠倒了，那反而会伤害自己的身体健康。And
if we flip the times. Over, then we will hurt our body.
甚至呢，也会让自己的情欲呢，产生个不正常的状态。
Or maybe it will arouse our own desires.
也就是第2节以下所说的。
And this is what is written in verse
2. 他那时候已经太阳平息，他从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行。
And in verse 2 it says, David got up from his bed in the evening. He walked around on his roof.
那么不小心呢，看见一个妇人在沐浴。
And unknowingly, he saw this woman bathing.
这个是王宫啊，他是在顶啊比较高的位置，所以他可以看到啊百姓呢啊他们在啊庭院里面洗澡啊的样子。And
because he was staying on the top of the palace, he was able to see the people staying at the bottom and.
我们要知道以色列人他们的居住环境啊。You
have to understand their environment.
他们没有所谓的房间里面的浴室。
They do not have a bathroom that goes inside the house.
他们要洗澡呢，都要到水池旁边去舀水来洗澡。
And when they have to take a bath, they have to go outside when there is water.
那么水池里面才有水啊，那一定是在庭院外面。
And when there is a pond, it got to be outside.
那么他们就在庭院里面的水池舀水来洗澡。
So they have to bring the water from the courtyard and take a bath there.
那王宫啊，又是比较高的位置，所以他可以看到，哎，下面呢啊，百姓住的啊庭院发生的事情。
And because he stayed on the top of the palace, he was able to see what everyone's courtyard.
在这个时刻呢，一般人是很少在这个啊时间在洗澡的。
And most people don't take a bath at that time.
一般呢，洗澡应该是啊晚上才会洗澡。
Most people take a bath at night.
可是呢，这个是一个啊不小心发生的事情。But
it just so happened.
这个拔示巴在这个下午啊就在洗澡，这个是啊也是一种啊就是意外吧，就是发生的事情。And
Bathsheba, for her to take a bath at that time, it was very it could be an accident as well.
那么大卫呢，他也是睡觉睡到傍晚啊，睡到下午才起来，这也是一个意外。And
it's also very surprising that David woke up. In the late afternoon.
那么百姓住的啊宫廷啊的庭院呢这么多啊，他可以看到别的庭院，为什么却看到啊拔示巴洗澡的这个庭院？And
since
he, 这也是个意外。
And since he lives on top of the palace, he was able to see many people's courtyard. And how come he only pay attention to this woman's courtyard?
所以真的呢啊，我们这样讲了啊。 拔示巴洗澡的时间也是一个意外，然后大卫睡到下午也是一个意外，然后又是看到拔示巴洗澡的庭院，这也是一个意外，有这么多的意外合在一起的一个意外，然后就看见了。
So you can see there are so many coincidences here. First, David, he woke up so late. Secondly, Bathsheba took a bath at that time. And then for them to actually see each other, it's also a coincidence.
而这么多的意外，大卫看见啊，这个拔示巴在洗澡，那可是呢，又看见她非常的容貌，非常的美丽。
So for David to see Bathsheba bathing, that was a coincidence, and at the same time, she was very beautiful.
也许呢，这个意外呢，而看见了这个啊，不会成为一个罪。
Maybe if it's such a coincidence for him to see the woman, that was not a sin.
因为呢，意外啊发生的事情啊啊，我们控制住了，他就不会犯罪。
So if we're able to control the desires, then it will not become sin.
大卫意外的啊看见拔示巴在洗澡。发现她很美丽，可是控制住了她的情欲，那么就不会以下的犯罪事情了。
If David saw this woman who was beautiful, and if he was able to control himself, and then if he was able to control himself, then he won't let sin happen.
可是呢，他的情欲却发动起来。
However, his desire arose.
他看到一个这么美丽漂亮的一个妇人在洗澡。
When he saw this beautiful woman bathing,
他内心的情欲就发动了。
And his desires was moved.
他并不是没有妻子啊。
It's not that he did not have any wives.
他自己呢，其实呀，已经有好几个妻子了。
He himself had many wives.
啊，可是为什么他还是不满足
？But how come he was not satisfied?
他看到呢，这个妇人在洗澡，这么的漂亮，他就又发动他的情欲。
When he saw this beautiful woman bathing, he was still moved.
因此，我们今天说要如何控制自己的情欲。
So today we have to ask ourselves, how do we control our own desires?
就是要学习知足的心。
And the first point is to learn to be satisfied.
大卫已经有几个老婆了，其实他如果满足了，他就不会有贪念，又去发动他的情欲。
And David, since he has many wives, if he was satisfied, then he won't covet and wanted to have someone else's wives.
我们一般人都是一夫一妻。
And most of us have only one spouse.
我都以我的妻子我的妻子以丈夫为满足，那就不会去发动情欲。
And my spouse should satisfy us, and therefore we will not be have other desires.
我们看到很多有所谓的第三者的这种事件出现的时候，其实都是因为他对于自己的妻子丈夫不满意。
And when we see people having affairs, the most common reason is that because they are not being satisfied from the spouse.
他不满意，当然他就要寻找外面的一个满意。
When they are not satisfied, they will find other sources to satisfy themselves.
其实说，这个丈夫呢，他看到妻子呢，可能是非常的软弱，所以他要找一个比较坚强的，所以去找一个外遇的对象。
And for example, if a husband sees a wife who is very weak, then he will want to find a stronger woman out there.
或者是呢，这个丈夫呢，个性比较软弱，他看到他的丈夫看到他的妻子个性太强悍了。所以呢，他去外面找一个温柔的小姐。
Well, on the other hand, the husband see a wife who is too demanding, then he will find another woman who is less demanding.
所以呢，这又是因为他对自己的妻子不满意，所以他会去寻找外遇的对象。
And just because he was not satisfied from his wife, that's why he want to look for someone else.
这就是情欲发动的原因。
And that is the reason why he has other desires.
所以呢，我们第一个要先学习。以自己所拥有的来满意，来满足这样才能够克制我们的情欲。
So the first thing is that we have to learn to be satisfied from what we have. Therefore, we were able to control.
我们对于神所赏赐给我们的已经拥有的，要感谢，要满足，那这样我们就不会犯罪了。
And to everything God has given to us, we have to be satisfied and be content. Therefore, we will not covet.
可是大卫他就是不满意。
And simply because David was not satisfied.
他就是不满足。
He was not content.
所以他又去找了这个妇人
Therefore, he went to look for this woman.
他去打听说这个妇人是谁。
He sent messengers to find out who this woman was.
他为什么去打听？
Why did he send messengers?
他想说会不会这个小姐呢？如果她还没有结婚，是一个处女，那我就可以名正言顺的娶她为妻。
Did he think that if this woman was not married, then I can get her to marry me?
那么我就可以正式娶她为妻，我又可以拥有这个妻子了。
And if she was really not married, then I can own her.
这就是大卫呢去打听 这个妇人是谁的原因。
And that is the reason why David sent someone to find out.
所以他带着一点点一半的希望。
So he carried 50% of the hope.
啊，他希望啊，这个小姐可能啊是一个处女啊，没有结过婚的。
And he hoped that this woman was not married.
但是呢，竟然回报的消息说她是以连的女儿，是赫人乌利亚妻子拔示巴。
Unfortunately, this woman, her name is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam and the wife of Uriah.
当大卫听到这个报告的消息，一定很失望。
And when David heard this news, he definitely was very
disappointed. 哎呀，怎么这么不巧呢？他竟然是乌利亚的妻子啊！他已经结婚了。
Unfortunate, how unfortunate! She was the wife of Uriah, and she was married.
如果他能够到这里就控制他的情欲了。
And if he was able to control his desire right
there, 既然那个妇人是别人的妻子，好吧，我就放弃了啊，我就没有希望了。
And since this woman is someone's wife, then I will give up. There's no hope for me.
啊，那我就不会再继续发动情欲了。
Then I will control my desires.
那就可以保守自己的圣洁。
And then he will be able to keep himself pure.
可是大卫仍然又让他的情欲又继续发动起来。
However, David did not control his desire. He
他就差人去把这个妇人接过来。
He sent someone to get her.
那接过来之后啊，就跟他同房啊。
And after she came to him, he slept with her.
而且那个时候呢，她的月经才得洁净。
And at that time, she just purified herself from her period.
啊，这个月经才得洁净呢，在当时的女人来讲呢，这是一个月经才得洁净是应该不容易怀孕的一个啊一段时间。
Since she just got purified from her period, it means that it's a period that it won't.She won't get pregnant easily.
也许大卫想说，哎呀，这个时候正是一个好机会，可以发生啊这种关系啊，也不会有留下后遗症。
So perhaps David thought that this is the best time for me to sleep with her and without any consequences.
因为这样子不会怀孕，不会生小孩，就没有事情。
And if she's not pregnant, then there will be no children and nothing will happen.
可是呢，第五节却发生了，她回去之后就怀孕了。
And at that time, Unfortunately, the woman went back and she was conceived.
他们只有发生啊一次的关系就怀孕，这也真的是一个啊运气真的是很好啊。
And he only slept with her once, yet she was conceived, and seems like it was a coincidence.
但是呢，其实这样看起来仍然是神要彰显他的罪的方法。
But on the other hand, we can say that this is God's way to manifest David's sin.
所以呢，他就打发人去告诉大卫说：“我怀孕了。”
So she sent people.To David and said, "I'm pregnant."
所以我们从这个过程呢、啊，就看到大卫呢，真是一步一步一步的，一直让他的情欲一点一滴的在发动起来。
So from the story, we can see David allowed his desire to grow bit by bit every day.
就好像刚刚所读的雅各书一样啊，真的私欲会怀胎啊。
It's just like what we read in the book of James that that desires can be conceived.
所以当怀胎的时候，就是一点一滴，一天一天的长大，那么情欲就变成一个罪了。
So when these desires is conceived and it will become sin and grows day by day.
这就是我们今天要克制的情欲。
And this is the desires that we have to control.
我们再看约翰一书第一章啊，第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰一书第二章十六节。
First John chapter 2, verse 16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
16. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boast of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
17节，这世界和其上的情欲。啊、都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
17. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
所以呢，世界上的事，这些情欲呢，就以下这三大情欲。
So the world and its desires are classified as these three.
第一个就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
The cravings of sinful man, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
而这三大情欲呢，啊，都是从世界而来的。
And these threeGreatest sins are from the world.
我们今天要克制的就是这三大情欲。
And what we have to control today are these three types.
我们如果让这三大情欲发动起来，我们就会遇到试探。
If we let any of these desire to grow, then we will be sinned.
啊，那我们就遇到试探就会犯罪。
And when we are being tempted, then we will sin.
我们最后就会啊导致啊灵魂的死亡。
At the end, our spirit will die.
所以呢，这里讲的这三大情欲呢，我们就啊以后好好的来思考啊。
So we have to think about very carefully on these three types of sins.
就像大卫犯罪啊，都跟这三大情欲有关系。
And when David committed sin, it's all related to these three types of evil desires.
像他第一个不小心看见啊这个妇人洗澡，而且容貌俊美。
And first, he saw this woman bathing, and she was beautiful.
而这就是眼目的情欲。
And this was the lust of the eyes.
啊，那第二个呢？他去打听了，知道她是别人的妻子。
And first, he sent someone to find out who she was and realized
she was a wife. 他竟然呢，还是控制不了。
And still, he was not able to control himself.
又把她带过来，又跟她发生同房。
And he brought her in and slapped with her.
这就是肉体的情欲。
And this was the lust of the flesh.
第三个呢，他又是一个国王。
And secondly, he was a king.
啊，他认为我国王，我的权力很大。
And because he was a king, he has all power.
所以呢，我要怎么做就怎么做啊，没有人可以控制我。
So he could do everything he want, and no one could control him.
所以我要把啊我的大臣的太太把他抢过来，也是我的权力。
So even though if I want to steal the wife of the commander, it's also my right to do.
所以后来他就想尽办法，就把这个乌利亚给啊害死了，让他去跟敌人征战，而且被敌人杀死了，其实是。大卫啊所设计的阴谋。
And at the end, he planned and strategy, strategically that he killed Uriah in a battlefield.
啊，这就是大卫他骄傲的啊一个态度。
And this is how David was being proud.
所以这三大情欲呢，就会带来的试探，就会带来犯罪。
So these three types of desires would tempt us and let us sin.
我们今天要克制的就是这三大情欲，这世界上的事情。
So what we have to control is these three types of desires.
在这个世界上的事情啊，都会导致灭亡。
And everything from this world will pass away.
我们要遵行神的旨意，才是永远长存。
And only we have to do the will of God, they will last forever.
这就是第一个，我们不要被自己的私欲所试探。
So for that, therefore, we should not be tempted by our own desires.
所以耶稣叫我们祷告说，不要遇见试探。
So that's why when Lord Jesus teaches us to pray, he told us not to lead into temptation.
就是叫我们不要发动自己的肉体的情欲。
It means that we should not let our own desires to grow in our hearts.
然后第二个呢，不要叫我们遇见试探，就是不要被魔鬼试探。
And secondly, leads us not into temptation means that we should not be tempted by Satan.
撒旦呢，让他试探耶稣。
When Satan tempted Lord Jesus.
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
第四章第一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
马太福音第四章第一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the evil, the devil.
第二节，他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
第三节，那试探人的进前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of Man, tell these stones to become bread."
第四节，耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物。”乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
第五节，魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
Five, that the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
第六节，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Six, if you're the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and he will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
第七节，耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Seven, Jesus answered him, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
第八节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
It's again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
第九节，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Nine, all this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me.
第十节，耶稣说，撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说， 当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
10. Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
11节，于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。
11. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
主耶稣啊，当时啊，是以人的身份啊，开始了这个世上的工作。
At that time, Lord Jesus was a man, and he started to work on earth.
所以他首先啊，要到啊旷野接受魔鬼的试探。
So first, he has to be in the desert and be tempted by the devil.
因为他以人的身份，所以他才会接受魔鬼的试探。
And only he was being tempted as a man.
如果他是以神的身份，那么魔鬼不可能来试探他，也不会成功。
And if he was using identity of God, then Satan would not be able to tempt him.
啊，所以呢，在这里呢，特别要强调，耶稣是以人的身份，像我们一样有肉体的软弱，所以他才要接受魔鬼的试探。
So we have to understand, and we emphasize that God, Jesus at that time was a man. That's why he was being tempted.
而这个时候，他以人的身份来接受试探，但是他战胜了，所以就给我们留下榜样。
And at that time, he was being tempted as a man, but he overcame.
所以呢，他才能够成为我们的榜样。
So that's how he can become a role model.
啊，那我们今天也是人的身份，我们也会像耶稣一样，啊，受到魔鬼的试探。
And today we are also a man, and we will be like Jesus, who get tempted by Satan.
我们要学习像耶稣一样，啊，能够用神的话语啊来战胜魔鬼的试探。
And we have to be like Jesus to overcome all this temptation through the words of God.
这就是呢，主耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
And this is the example that Lord Jesus has given.
好了，那么魔鬼的试探呢？啊，有三个。
And there were three types of temptation.
第一个是主耶稣禁食四十昼夜，已经饿了。
And first is that Lord Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he was hungry.
而这个时候撒旦呢就用他饥饿啊来当作一个理由。
And at that time Satan used since Jesus was hungry, he used that as a way to
tempt him. 就对他说，你若是神的儿子，就可以吩咐这些石头变成食物来得到满足。
He said, if you're the son of God, tell these stones to become bread, then you won't be hungry.
本来肚子饿啊去吃饭啊吃东西，这是一个正常的啊满足得到需要。
And it is actually very normal for us to eat when we're hungry.
这是一个正常的啊满足。
Because this is something we need and this is normal.
这个是啊，这个应该不是啊一个啊试探吧。
And this couldn't be a temptation.
可是为什么撒旦竟然啊说你是神的儿子，可以吩咐石头变成食物呢？啊，用一种神迹的方法来得到满足，就成为一个试探。
But when Satan said that if you're son of God, then you can let these stones become bread, and that means that he wants Lord Jesus to perform a miracle to satisfy his own needs.
主耶稣肚子饿了，他去拿面包啊来吃饭，得到满足啊，那这个不叫试探。
So when Lord Jesus is hungry and when he needs food to eat, that was not a temptation.
可是当他用神迹的力量去把石头变成食物，就会成为一个试探。
But when he uses a miracle to change the stone become bread, then that will be a temptation for him.
神迹本来就是为了要来帮助人啊，从困难中得到解决。
And the point of the miracle is to help those who are in need.
就像呢啊，瘸腿的能够起来走路。
It's just like the cripple, and if he is able to.
就像瞎眼的眼睛得以看见。
It's just like the blind becomes who can see.
死去的人还可以复活。
And the dead.Resurrected.
这就是耶稣的神迹可以带给人的平安跟福气。
And these are the miracles that Lord Jesus performed. It can bring people blessings.
这些呢，都是要啊，这个神迹原来的目的都是为了造就人的信心。
And the purpose of these miracles is to edify people and the faith.
可是呢，如果现在撒旦说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐石头变成食物，这个时候的神迹的能力呢，却不是一个啊一个正当的方法了。
And at that time, when Satan told Lord Jesus to change the bread into change the stone into bread, and that is not a good way to perform miracles.
因为这个时候啊，使用的这个神迹呢，是要来满足自己的啊肉体的需要。
Because these type of miracles will just be performed to satisfy their own needs.
如果这个是在啊平常啊平常的啊旷野或者平常的啊走路啊生活遇到困难。神啊，会来帮助我们呀，也许会有这样的神迹出现。
And when we have difficulties or when we short of things, then at time God help us, and that is a miracle from God.
可是现在呢，从撒旦来的这句话呢，却变成是要挑起耶稣心中的欲望。
But this question that rose by Satan is there to to arouse Jesus' desires.
就是要让主耶稣呢，把他那种啊肉体的情欲呢，要把它发动起来。
Is to arouse the lust of Jesus' flesh.
看重肉体的情欲啊，这个啊食物呢，比神更重要。
And is to make Lord Jesus think that our body desires is more important than God.
而这个时候就变成一种情欲了。
And that became a desire.
啊，就变成一种试探。
And that became a temptation.
所以呢，任何的食物不能够跟神的啊荣耀来相比较。
So we cannot compare food or any satisfaction against God.
任何食物的啊，任何肚子饿啊的需要，也不能够跟神的话语来做比较。
And we should never compare our hunger to the words of God.
人如何饥饿，仍然不能够去忽略了神的话语。
And no matter how hungry we are, we should not neglect the words of God.
因为神的话语才是让我们真正得到满足的根源。
Because the words of God is the only source that allow us to be satisfied.
所以撒旦的试探就是要试探主耶稣呢，去重视人的啊肉体啊需要，而强过于对于神话语的重视。
And the temptation from Satan is to let Jesus be tempted between his own desires and his the words of God.
本来肉体的需要是正常的。
Even though initially the person's hunger is normal.
可是呢，当人肉体的需要比对于神的话语更重要的时候，那么这个就变成试探了。
But when a person's hunger become more important than the words of God, that would be a temptation.
这就是撒旦第一个试探的方法。
And this is the first method of Satan's temptation.
我们今天要如何啊？如何肚子饿，仍然啊，还是要看重神的话语，这才是我们真正灵魂得到拯救最重要的根源。
So no matter how hungry we are today, we still have to take God's word as priority.
肉体如何饥饿，可是不能够违背了神的话语。
So no matter how hungry we are, we cannot go against the words of God.
这就是撒旦魔鬼的试探。
And this is a temptation from Satan.
第二个试探。
And then the second temptation.
魔鬼带他到圣城啊，圣殿的顶上。
The devil took him to the top of the holy city.
啊，那么在啊圣殿上面。
And he was on the highest point of the temple.
那叫他从圣殿啊的顶上呢跳下去。
And told him to jump from there.
他说，如果是神的儿子呢，啊，他会吩咐使者来保护你平安。
And he said, if you're the son of God, he will send angels to protect you.
而这个时候的跳下去啊，就变成是在试探神。
And if he had jumped and to throw himself down,
因为呢，
当
你跳，你是应该要维护自己的啊身体平安的。
Because first you have to protect your own safety.
可是呢，竟然呢，故意的从上面要跳下去，要考验神有没有派天使来看顾我。
But if you had to throw yourself down to test God and to ask
God to
protect them,
这就是试探神。
And this is a test.
这好像是在考一个学生，考验学生的能力一样。
It just like test the student's abilities.
那么神呢，变成我们的学生了。
And God will become our own student.
我们变成是神的老师。
And will become the teacher of God.
那么我们就会把神啊压低的。
And we will lower the authority of God.
这就是一种啊，会变成自己种心中的骄傲啊的一个啊来源。
And that could become the pride of life.
所以当一个人要试探神的时候，其实心中骄傲。
So when a person wants to test God, he got to be start to be proud.
啊，这就是第二个试探。
And that is the second temptation.
所以今天啊，我们在神面前只能谦卑伏在神面前，不能够去试探神，不能够骄傲。
So today we have to be humble and cannot be proud and test God.
我们只能求神怜悯。
We can only have ask God for mercy.
我们没有任何的资源啊，任何的条件可以去要求神，你应该要做什么事情，要为我做什么事。
We have no right to ask God to do certain things for us.
其实像法利赛人呢，就是在神面前骄傲。
And just like the Pharisees, they were proud before God.
所以他说了，哇，你看啊，我多么的虔诚啊，啊，我多么的热心呐。
And they said to God, "Look, I'm so fervent, I'm so good."
啊，所以呢，神啊，你一定要听我的祷告。
So God, you have to listen to my prayer.
他用他的啊善行，用他的啊虔诚，成为一种啊要求神做事情的条件。
And he used his charity works and also his fervence to ask God to listen to his prayer.
这也是一种试探神的方法。
And this is also a way to test God.
撒旦就用这种方法来试探耶稣。
And Satan would use the same method to tempt Lord Jesus.
但是耶稣说，不可试探主你的神。
But Lord Jesus said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test."
啊，这是第二个试探。
And that was the second.
一样啊，我们不可以啊，比神更大啊，去考验神。
So we cannot be greater than God, and we cannot test God.
然后第三个试探。
The third temptation.
就是呢，带他到一座最高的山啊，只是给他看世界上的荣华富贵。
And the devil took him to the very high mountain and showed him all the splendor of the world.
然后对耶稣说：“你若服拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”
And he said, "If you bow down to me, then I and worship me, then I'll give you everything you see."
这好像是呢啊，可以啊，用灵魂啊，出卖灵魂来得到全世界的荣华。
Just like you forfeit your own soul to gain the whole world.
用你的灵魂来交换世界的荣华富贵。
And to exchange your soul to for the glamour of this world.
但是撒旦呢啊，这种试探呢啊，耶稣却啊。把他打败了。
But Lord Jesus sent him away.
因为主耶稣说呢，只能敬拜天上的主神呐。
Because Lord Jesus said, you can only worship the Lord your God.
不可以拜撒旦魔鬼。
And you cannot worship Satan.
真正的世界的荣华富贵呢，都掌握在神的手中了。
And all the glamour and splendor in this world is under the control of God.
那个也不是魔鬼能够控制的。
And that is not under the control of Satan.
所以真正认识神的人呐、啊，我们会在神的面前呢、啊，才知道万有都属于神。
And the person who truly knows God, and they will know that everything belongs to God.
而不要受魔鬼的试探。
Therefore, they will not be tempted by Satan.
魔鬼啊，也许会骗啊，也许会骗我们。
For even though Satan can deceive us.
啊，我们来看呢、啊，《路加福音》第四章啊，同样的这试探呢、啊，魔鬼讲了一句话。
And in Luke chapter 4, for the same temptation, he said the same.
路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
这是魔鬼在试探耶稣的啊，一样讲的一句话里面有点不一样的地方。
And this is the same story but in a different format.
啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，魔鬼对耶稣说了，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。
In verse 6 he said,And he said to him, I will give you all the authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to.
啊，第七节，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。
Seven, so if you worship me, it will all be yours.
所以这撒旦魔鬼在试探耶稣呢，也用一种欺骗的啊言语啊。
So when Satan tempts Lord Jesus, he also deceived
him. 他说呢，你看呢，这世界的荣华权柄啊，原来都是交付我的，所以我愿意给谁就给谁，我有这种权利。
For Satan claimed that all this authority and splendor belong to me, so I can give it to anyone I want.
撒旦魔鬼在会骗人。
And you can see Satan is truly a deceiver.
但是耶稣没有被骗。
But Lord Jesus was not deceived.
这世界哪里是你的啦？
He understands that this world does not belong to you.
这世界乃是神的。
This world belongs to God.
所以只要敬拜天上的真神。
So therefore, you should only worship the true only God.
这个世界不是谁，不是给撒旦的。
For this world does not belong to Satan.
所以我们要知道撒旦的试探呢，也会用欺骗的啊的言语啊来骗我们。
So we know that when Satan tempts us, he will also deceive us.
就像呢，撒旦在骗夏娃啊，导致于他犯罪的啊那个过程一样。
Just like how Satan deceives and tempts Eve.
神对亚当说呢，啊，善恶树上的果子不可以吃，吃的是必定死。
And God,
神已经对亚当说过。
For God already told Adam that you should not eat anything. You should not eat the fruit of good and evil.
啊，因为吃了日子必定死。
So if you eat it, your days will end, will die.
一定会死。
You will truly die.
可是呢，撒旦呢、啊、却来告诉夏娃说，你吃了日子一定不会死。
But Satan told Eve that you may not surely die.
啊，这就是撒旦说的话跟神的话是完全相反。
So whatever Satan said was completely different and opposite.
所以撒旦的试探呢，也会用欺骗的啊言语来骗我们。
So Satan, when he tempts us, he will also deceive us.
我们不要被骗啊。
So let's not be deceived.
我们才能够战胜撒旦的试探。
Therefore, we'll be able to overcome the temptation.
所以呢，这就是我们要啊，不要遇见撒旦的试探。
So therefore, do not be tempted.
啊，我们最好也不要遇见，然后遇见了也要战胜他。
And better not to be encountered with Satan. But even if we do, we should not be tempted.
最后，我们才能够成为一个得胜的基督徒。
And at the end, we'll be able to overcome.
我们说这个世界呢，现在越来越多的罪恶。
And this world, it's full of sins.
啊，很多人呢、啊、都是设计一些犯罪的环境啊，让我们去接受试探。
And many people create a sinful environment so that we will be tempted.
本来喝酒呢，也只是人跟人啊啊一个啊交际的一种方法。
And in the beginning, drinking is just a way to social with one another.
或者是喝酒是一个调整自己身体健康的一种方法。
Or maybe drinking wine is just a way to adjust our body.
可是呢，在 pub 里面的喝酒呢，就会成为犯罪的一个开始。
But if you drink at a pub, it could be a beginning of you committing
sin. 本来唱歌也只是一个快乐的方法而已。
And in the beginning, and when if you go to sing karaoke, it could be a place to.
可是有人呢、啊，到了夜店呢、啊，去唱歌跳舞，导致于犯罪了。
But some people they will go to inappropriate places to sing and to dance, and at the end they committed sin.
因为他们喝了不该喝的东西。
And because they drank something they're not supposed to drink.
那最后就犯罪了。
And at the end they committed sin.
所以我们要如何呢？避免不要遇到试探。
So how can we avoid how can we prevent ourselves from sinning?
这就是呢，不要进入那个试探的环境。
First is not let us go to a place where it's sinful.
因为试探的环境啊，就会让我们容易犯罪。
Because this kind of environment will let us sin.
我们不要以为自己很坚强。
And we should not think that we are all strong.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十章。
First chapter 10. Sorry.
哥林多前书第十章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
哥林多前书第十章十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
我们不要以为自己很坚强所以呢，去遇到试探都不小心谨慎就容易进入那个试探环境里面。
We should not think we're all strong and let ourselves fall into the temptation.
所以呢，主耶稣叫我们不要遇见试探，也叫我们要谨慎小心。
So when Lord Jesus says leads us not into temptation, means that we have to be careful.
才会免得跌倒
So that we won't fall.
这就是呢，主耶稣叫我们祷告的原因。
And that is the reason why Lord Jesus
taught us to pray. 不叫我们遇见试探。
So that we will not be in temptation.
不要被自己的私欲所牵引试探。
So that we won't be tempted by our own desires.
不要被撒旦魔鬼来试探。
And we won't be tempted by Satan.
也不要进入那个试探的环境。
And not to be in the environment where it's all sinful.
让我们能够在圣洁干净的环境呢，来得到灵性的成长跟造就。
So you can be a pure and clean environment to grow our spiritual life.
要有一个故事这么说
And there was a story.
有一个人他认为说，哇，我的信心很坚强。
A person thought his or her faith is so strong.
他就跟另外一个朋友下赌注。
And he placed a bet.
我说，好，你给我吸食毒品。
And he said, "Let me see. Let me try some drugs."
我一定可以战胜这个毒品的引诱。
I can surely overcome this.
The 如果我胜了，你要给我10万块。
The addictive.Of sin of drugs. If I win, you have to give me $10,000.
如果我输了我就给你十万块。
But if I lose, then you have to give me $100,000.
就我的朋友说，好我一定跟你试，跟你打赌。
So his friend said, sure, I will have this bet with you.
因为他朋友认为说，人怎么可能战胜这个毒品的引诱呢，跟试探呢？
Because his friend thought, how could a person, a man, can overcome the addictive?
可是呢，这个人却是个基督徒他认为我依靠神，我一定可以战胜试探。我要得到这笔赌注的金钱。
And this person was a Christian, and he thought he could rely on God and overcome the addictiveness of drugs.
真的，一天一天就开始给他毒品。
So day by day, he received drugs.
第一次呢，他觉得没什么我战胜了。
And the first day, he thought that was okay, I overcome it.
然后第二次又来给他毒品。
And the second time again.
他又吃了。
And he
他用了。
Drugs again.
到最后呢，他也说可以我还可以控制他。
And he thought that just one tablet, I could control myself.
这个不算什么。
And that was nothing.
可是呢，到第三次。
But on the third time.
到第四次。
And the fourth time.
一直到第十次的时候
Until the tenth time.
这个基督徒就开始说，赶快给我毒品吧，我已经控制不了了。
And the Christian said to the other his friend, "Give me drugs, I cannot control."
他朋友说十万块呢，你为了十万块，你真的要输吗
？And the friend told him that it's $100,000.
You 你如果战胜的话，你赢到十万块了。
If you're able to overcome that, then you will be able to get this money.
你为了十万块，你要战胜这个情欲这个试探
Just for this money, you have to overcome your own desires.
可是呢，这个基督徒最后说，我宁可损失十万块我要毒品
And the Christian said, I'd rather lose this amount of money, but I just want the drugs.
因为我真的快要死了。
Because he felt like he was going to die.
毒品发作的时候真的是痛苦到快要死了一样啊。
He was suffering from a drug withdrawal.
所以最后他失败了。
At the end, he fell.
所以呢，一个人自以为坚强，站得稳的结果呢，就失败了。
So if you think you're strong and if you think you're standing firm, at the end, you will fail.
所以主耶稣叫我们不要遇见试探，就是叫我们要谨慎小心。
And when Lord Jesus said that we should not lead ourselves into temptation, means that we have to be careful.
啊，叫我们要谨慎小心呢、啊，不要以为自己坚强。
We have to be watchful and careful and not think that we are strong.
所以有试探的环境，赶快离开远一点。
So when there is an environment that's full of sin, we have to draw ourselves from it.
我们才能够控制自己的啊的情欲啊。
Therefore, we will be able to control our own desires.
像大卫呢，啊，去看见美啊女人在洗澡，这个就不要再看了，啊，不要再一直犯罪，不要再一直啊。情欲一直发动。
And when David saw this beautiful woman bathing, he should not continue watching.
这就是呢，要离开那个试探的环境。
Is to go, let us go away from this kind of sinful environment.
啊，我们啊，求神啊，给我们一种谨慎的心。
We have to ask God to give us a watchful heart.
我们才会保守圣洁，将来到天国啊，跟神永远同在。
So we can protect ourselves so that we will be able to go to heaven at the end.
这是我们信主最后的目标。
And this is our ultimate goal as a Christian.
不要我们信主呢啊，很辛苦的只守道理啊，到最后呢，到试探的时候呀，一败涂地，那真的一辈子啊都白费了。
It's not worth it if you one day you fail and you try to hold onto the truth all the times of your life.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
224首
Let's sing him 224.